MoneyWeb now on the money.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Charles Savage, CEO of Purple Group. Disclaimer up front, I hold shares in Purple. Results, 6 months ending February, revenue up 25.8%, HEPS up 204%. The 6 months made more HEPS than the entire previous year. Charles, appreciate the time. In my sense, you've really kind of hit that sweet spot now. And the number that jumps out to me, average revenue per user, 146 Rand. Cost to serve a client, 85 Rand. Every client is now nicely profitable. And I imagine you can probably grow that ARPU faster than you're going to grow the costs.
Yeah, Simon, thanks for the interest and the call. Look, I think that number is the standout number. And I think the number that actually tells the story perhaps better is for every 100 Rand of revenue, we now deliver 70 Rand of profit.
Yeah.
Which just really talks to the scale of the organization and our ability to, you know, turn profits either into reinvestment and growth or deliver it to shareholders.
And you've got over 1 million active accounts now. Is there any sort of sense of slowdown in signups, or is it still just every day, just hundreds of more people arrive?
I think of 13% active clients, were up around 10%. Those are still very good numbers in the context of 1 million customers and current economic environment. I think we've still got a lot of headroom growth to eases, the sort of macroeconomic eases, inflation rates come down, and there's more kind of certainty around and stability around financial markets. So there's, you know, at least another probably 6 or 7 million clients out there that we need to go and acquire.
You mentioned the tough times. I mean, average inflow per retail client was up 49% to, what, 5,200 and change. It's still off the 2022 number. It is tough out there. I mean, yes, markets had a good year last year, but inflation was down, interest rates are down. But to be clear, it's tough being a South African consumer, yet folks are finding some cash.
Yeah, if you, you know, the differential between our inflation and our interest rates is just not fair, quite frankly. But what is interesting is that despite that, with just a small decline in interest rates, you've seen a 49% improvement in deposit rates. And we expect, you know, the first cuts are normally the hardest cuts because you kind of underweight or overweight debt or credit. So we expect that as interest rates unlock, that acceleration will also unlock. But it was great to see customers coming back the minute there was a reduction in interest rates. So I think there's a lot of headroom for growth from reducing interest rates and client deposits as well.
How many products, because you now got a range of products, I mean, a bunch of them. How many products does the average client have these days? I mean, obviously, they've got a standard easy account. What's the average number of products?
Look, it's only 1.5 products per customer. And if you look at, you know, how many products we serve, there's a lot of growth of an opportunity to continue to convert customers into new products. We need to do more work, and our platform needs to be better at introducing customers to more products. And we're much harder at getting our customers to consume more products from us.
When you're talking about the easy crypto, you talk around a Bitcoin ETF on the JSE. Is this something you're hoping to do? Is this something that you've got approval so far? I know others have tried and failed. Is this a dream or a reality at this point in time?
Well, it's part reality, part dream. Look, I think a Bitcoin ETF is an eventuality. It's a certainty on the JSE at some point. There won't be one, as you've just noted, like lots of people are stacking up to be there and to, you know, offer it. But there is a high degree of uncertainty about when it's going to happen. But, you know, our applications are in and we're working to understand the framework and make sure that we're right there when the doors open.
Yeah. And to your point, it is an eventuality. It is about perhaps the when more than anything else. Are you, I mean, post year end, I mean, this is obviously to end of February. It's been a wild 10 days on global markets. You and I have chatted many times over the years when markets are tough. And the one thing you've always commented is the resilience of your clients. They're not panicking. They're cleverly buying. I remember the Sasol story when it was, what, down at around 20 Rand. Are you seeing the same in this market sell-off?
I'm glad your memory is so good, you know, because mine wasn't. And I was, you know, wading through the last 10 days wondering what the response would be. But I should have known that our customers were going to pitch up, and they pitched up with more capital than they did in previous periods. So just as an example, the first 7 days of April, they deposited 400 million Rand. On Monday, which was the kind of, there was carnage on Monday, they deposited 91 million Rand in a single day. So, you know, the old adage that retail runs away from a, you know, from a fight or from a storm, it's just not true. They've had cash on the sideline waiting for an opportunity to buy at lower levels, and they're stacking in to buy discount stocks.
And that is 20 years ago. Markets were scary. And, you know, we just didn't have the information. There was very little out there. This is around the fact that there's that information. There's the education. There's the community groups. There's the social media. It's a much, perhaps, less scary place to be in a stock market than it was 20 or 30 years ago when, you know, you had to phone your broker and hope they didn't laugh at you.
Yeah, and just look at Trump. I mean, he's a social media maniac. Yeah. I mean, and he's driving the dialogue, and everything he does, you know, is released on, you know, Trump and on X. So the retail investor's got the same access point as an institutional investor. And, you know, there's no differentiation anymore between access to information.
Yeah, that's it. The retail client is now an institutional client. Smaller pockets, but the same process. Charles Savage, CEO of Purple Group, always appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.